Hello and welcome. This is The Third Kiss. And if you are listening to this right now, you should have already listened to the first and the second kiss. And you should know what to experience. Now make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, getting ready to go into a deep trance, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19. As you slowly get closer and closer feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time. Time to delve back into the fantasy. And you know that if anything happens, or if it feels too intense for you, that you immediately will wake up and be safe and know that it was just a fantasy. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be easy to immerse yourself completely in the fantasy, just like a dream, where the dream is real for as long as you're in the dream. And because you already experienced it, let's delve back into this fantasy. Imagine yourself back at the cobblestone road, the back road, the empty road, the few days since your last encounter. And it's like a force summoned you here tonight. You just had to go. You had to come back. Now get really back there. Feel the night air. Feel the cobblestone under your feet. Hear your footsteps echoing all around you. And yet, this time, you feel safe. You know what's coming. You have no idea what they're going to do with you, except probably drink of you again. But otherwise, you feel calm, safe. So you look around, and then you just give in. You just stand there. You know you never spot them before they want you to see them. And then the hand is there on your head, the cold hand instantly paralyzing your body. And the desire in your mind flares up. They're back. You feel their body brushing against you. You can feel their breath on the back of your neck. And even though your body is paralyzed, you somehow manage the gesture of baring your neck to them, offering yourself to them. As they brush against your body, as they smell your neck, your hair. And then they lean in closer to you, close to your ear, and they talk to you for the first time. And the voice is just a whisper. So quiet that it's impossible, still doesn't give you any information who they are. And they whisper into your ear, "Shh, now, when I'm going to drink from you today, I have to offer you to turn you." And then they shift to your other ear. "But that would be a terrible waste. A terrible waste." Because they shift back to the other ear. "I want you. I want you all for me. Your blood is the sweetest thing I ever tasted in thousands and thousands of years, and I want it all for myself. Now, here's what I offer you. I offer you to keep you as mine. I feed you my blood every time I drink from you.
that will pretty much stop you from aging. Or you will continue to age if you stop drinking my blood. You're not immortal. But as long as you keep drinking it, you will be mine. My sweet drink. My sweet little you pet. And I promise I take great care of you. I will protect you. And I appreciate you. I have let you feel what it is to drink you, how it feels to drink you. And I promise I take good care of you. So you have to choose. Do you want me to turn you into a vampire? Or do you want to be mine? And you hear the words echoing in your mind, deeply in your mind, resonating with you, in you. You feel the desire growing inside of you, and you feel their thoughts. They open them up for you, and you know they will take good care of you. But then again, maybe that's just a trick. And yet, you trust them. You trust them. And as they release you for a second, as they let go of you, you just stand there. You refrain from turning around. And just say, I'm yours. Butter shivering with excitement as you just stand there. It's so hard to stand still. You want to turn around. You want to look at them. But you want to give yourself to them even more. You want to surrender yourself completely. And you want to give them the pleasure of drinking you. And you have felt it. You have felt the intoxicating pleasure, the sweet intoxicating pleasure they feel when they drink you. And then a hand comes around and is held in front of your head. And you see a few drops of blood on their index finger. And instinctively, you wrap your lips around it. You wrap your lips around it and drink. Tasting the blood. Feeling it opening up your mind. Feeling it flooding your body with pleasure. Feeling so alive. Feeling the connection to them. Feeling bound to them. And then you feel their teeth on your neck. And you bare your neck willingly, gladly offering yourself to them while still suckling on their thumb, while the blood is intoxicating you. You feel them digging their teeth into you, and they share the pleasure with you again. They share the pleasure, and you feel it. As they drink your blood, you feel the heady rush. You feel the excitement. You feel the appreciation. You feel the temptation. Everything rushing into you, flowing over you, along with your own excitement. And it feels so amazing. You feel it growing stronger and stronger as they drink you. You're lost in this pleasure. You're lost in this desire. And there's some more. Because you feel their control grabbing your mind even more firmly than before. Like they chain your mind to them. You feel it. You feel what the blood is doing to you. What their blood is doing to you. What becoming theirs is doing to you. You can feel the defenses of your mind melting away, opening up to them. You feel it, You are becoming theirs, and it feels so amazing. You feel it stronger and stronger as you open up to them, as your mind opens up to them, and the whole moment seems to last an infinity as you're lost in lust, as you're drifting in a submissive state of mind, surrendering yourself completely to them, tasting their blood, feeling them drinking your blood, drinking your lifeblood directly from you, and it feels so fucking amazing. And you feel all the pleasure they feel from it, how sweet your blood is, how intoxicating your blood is. Your head is swimming with this lust more and more, completely overwhelming you. You feel so controlled, so submissive, and at the same time you feel so right. You feel you found your place. You found your place in the universe. This is what you were meant to be. This is what should be. It feels so right, so wonderful. And then this infinite moment is over, and you snap out of it rather suddenly as you realize they stop drinking, as you realize the fingers withdrawn, as you realize they are stroking the back of your head. Makes you feel so good, and you still stand there, still not turning around. Even if you want to turn around, you leave it to them to show themselves to you. You are theirs, and you know it. And you feel this hand patting your head. It makes you feel so incredible. And then the hand comes around, and as the hand moves over your eyes, you close them, and then you hear them walking around you. The first time you actually heard them move, you walk around you, grab your head, you feel their hands on both of your cheeks. And then they give you a kiss, just a quick kiss on your lips. But it feels like an explosion. It feels different from any kiss you ever experienced. The lips are cold and smooth, and yet the kiss is incredibly loving and caring. And then their hand wraps around your throat, holding you firmly, your eyes still closed. You can feel them, can feel their instincts to pound you, to drink you, to kill you. Yet they don't. And you feel safe, and they gently run their hand over your cheek again. Then they walk off into the night. You hear them walking. You can hear their footsteps walking down the road behind your back. And you respect their privacy. You just stand there, still motionless, still all the emotions flooding you, spinning through your mind, making you feel so amazing. As you hear the footsteps leaving, and once you can't hear them anymore, you wait a little bit longer, and then you feel your neck. Again, there's nothing to feel. Then you run one finger over your lips, feeling the lingering taste of the kiss. Still feel their blood. You still feel so alive, so amazing, as you make your way home, leaving this road yourself. And you wonder if you will ever come back, because you know, deep inside of you, you're bound to them. They will find you, anytime. Anywhere, and you love it. And as you leave the road, it's time to come back to reality. Time to wake back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful, and having a vivid memory of everything that happened here. That's right. You can remember everything in vivid detail. All the emotions, all the sensations, everything you saw or heard or felt, tasted, smelled, everything is there. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back further and further. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in for me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.